This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in, this is part three now of a sermon I preached the first Sunday in January. I think it was January 3rd. It's the doctrine of Christ. To me, it's the most important message the Lord's ever given me. There is no more important things than this. Who is Jesus? What do you know and believe about Him? Is what you believe about Him biblical? What are the consequences of not believing? I think this is where we're at here today, toward the end of this, and then tomorrow's broadcast, we'll pick it up again here where we left off, the consequences for not believing. We've gone through the seven. We're going to wrap up the seven. Now we're going to look here toward the end of this, the consequences for disbelieving any one of these. I can't tell you how many Christians out here don't believe in the virgin birth. Friend, you need to change positions on that, because if you're right, then you're wrong. Because if your Savior, if the Son of God was born with a sin nature, then He can't save you. Then you might as well have your Uncle Harry die on the cross for you, or your Aunt Josephine. Because one's as tainted as the other without a Savior with perfect blood, born without it. David said, in sin my mother conceived me. Not so with Jesus. Might seem like a little point, but it's very, very important what you believe about Jesus and the consequences for not believing one of these. Again, that's what we're looking at here today. For more info on this ministry, I invite you to our Facebook page. All these programs are uploaded, WGOD Radio. If you're not on Facebook, then check out our website, WGODradio.com is where you can hear more on this ministry. My Bible translation, which I use many times, is majoritytext.com. It's available for purchase. Amazon is the publisher, and it's from the Greek majority text. And, okay, let's hear now part three of this message, the doctrine of Christ.
Number four, that is, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Again, non-negotiable. This is not up for discussion. We're not being stylish. Sharing non-negotiable facts about the Christian faith. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Mark 3:11. And unclean spirits, when they saw Him... All right, let's stop for a minute. What a scene this is. Picture this. Slow down for a minute. Picture this. All of these hissing demons out here that try to scare you when you turn the lights off at your house. You have got the same kind of influence over them that we're about to see here with Jesus. Okay? Unclean spirits, when they saw Him, they fell down before Him and cried. You've got the same authority. When demons saw Him, they fell down at His feet and cried. The great deception is they don't want you to know you've got that same authority. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You've got the same authority over demons that Jesus had. He gave it to you. You've got His authority. demons know it. They cried out saying, "Thou art the Son of God." You know what? Sissy pants is what I call them. You're all big and bad, but someone turns the light on you, then you go head for the doors because you're a sissy pants. It is what it is. I'm calling things what they are today. Matthew 16:13, when Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" They said, "Some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Why is this non-negotiable? Well, because Jesus Christ is God. He's not the son of another. He's the Son of God. Therefore, he is God. The apostle Thomas bowed the knee to him and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Church, don't let anyone ever tell you Jesus never said he was God, because he did. Don't let some expert on TV tell you who Jesus is. Let the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, tell you who Jesus is, not the man on television. These are ignorant fools, tares among wheat, who prey on people that don't know the Word of God. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. If you're one of the chosen, you believe that. Number five is Jesus Christ died on the cross, with the emphasis on dying. John 19:30. That feels good, thank you. Therefore, when Jesus received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit, gave up the ghost. When Jesus received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." Bowing his head, gave up the ghost. Certainly, non-negotiable. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. Have you come to the cross, where Jesus died to free us from the power of sin and reconcile us back to God? Have you received his pardon yet? If you do not abide in this doctrine of Christ, you are not his. You've got to believe these truths about who he is. Number six is Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. I'm glad I see everyone taking notes, and remember this. When someone gets on your television and say, "Well, Jesus wasn't raised from the dead," you too can throw things around your house. Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believeth under... Not yet. Righteousness. This is my righteousness gavel. With the heart one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, "Whoever believeth on him will not be put to shame." I can't tell you how many times I've heard of Christians out here, at least they call themselves Christians, that don't believe in the resurrection. Let me spell this out plainly in layman's terms, okay? You need to believe in the resurrection in order to be saved. Look again, Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. A classic case of if and then. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God's raised him up, then you will be saved. me move on here. Again, these are the doctrines of Christ. These are the essential teachings about Christ that are non-negotiable. Now let's add one more to this list. Number 7 would be Jesus Christ is the only door that leads to heaven. John 10:9. Again, he is the only door. Or put Jesus is the only way if you want to abbreviate. I say he's the only door that leads to heaven. There's lots of doors. He's the only door that leads to heaven. John 10:9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he will be saved. And will go in and out and find pasture. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. There's only one way. It's through Christ. I wanted to say to you, this was the most important of the 7, but I can't do that. Now, from the top, can you take any one of these and say that you are a Christian if you don't believe it? Let's start from the top. Rapid fire. Don't believe in the virgin birth, can you be a Christian? All right, don't believe in the virgin birth, can you be saved? Well, perhaps you can be saved, but if Christ is who you think he is, then you can't. You see, if you're right, then you're wrong, and you should have believed in somebody else. Because if he wasn't born of a virgin, then he was born with a sin nature, and you're better off believing in Buddha than in a Christ that's got sin. So if you're right, you're wrong. So either believe what the Bible says, or don't believe at all. Don't waste your time. He was born of a virgin without a sin nature. Don't believe he lived a sinless life. Can you be saved? No. Then his sacrifice was worthless and his blood tainted, no better than yours or mine. It's precious to God, but it can't redeem anybody or be an acceptable sacrifice. That's that big word you see in the Bible, propitiation. That's what that means. An acceptable sacrifice. Something that God says, yeah, I'll accept that. That's the blood of Christ. Perfect blood. Sinless blood. Pure blood. Sort of an extension of the first one, right? Born in sin, live in sin. Born out of sin, have no sin. Don't believe Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Can you be saved? How could you? And John the Apostle ranks you right up there with the Antichrist and the deceiver.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
God loves his family like a man loves his wife. The woman, she is glitter gold, and she dresses all in white. Seeing the wind run round her,